All things current state can be found at WKAR.org, by the way. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Mark Bayshore. American men and women who serve in the military make great sacrifices for our country. So do their families. Operation Homefront is a national nonprofit whose mission is to build strong, stable, and secure military families. They do that mainly by offering financial assistance and housing to veterans and their families. For our Neighbors in Action segment this week, I sat down with representatives from the Central Great Lakes region of Operation Homefront. I spoke with Sherry Beck, Director of Programs, and Program Coordinator Tanya Graham. I first asked Sherry what kinds of financial assistance Operation Homefront is able to offer military families.
We can pay anything from rent, utilities, car payments, dental, vision, and much, much more.
You literally pick up the costs?
Yes.
How many military families or veterans get into financial straits?
A lot, more than you would ever imagine, because people think that, you know, the government pays for it. But there's a lot of lower and mid-grade service members that do fall onto some hard times, and then they reach out and try to find assistance, and there's very few organizations out there that help.
Tanya, you began as a volunteer in 2010. And then became a program coordinator. You must have found satisfaction here in the volunteer work to continue doing it full time. What do you most enjoy about the work?
It's very rewarding. I think as a volunteer, I got to see from the outside looking in, and I knew that becoming a staff member, it would make a difference. Being able to communicate with the families and be right there with them and have that experience, it helped with my job now.
And tell us about Homes on the Home Front.
Our homes on the home front are mortgage-free homes that we give to veterans and service members.
How are you able to offer that service?
Well, banks like Chase Bank, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo give us the mortgage-free homes, and we find the veterans and the service members to put into those homes.
How many families have you helped in that way?
Last year, we helped 125 families.
And what about Hearts of Valor?
Hearts of Valor is a support group for the Wounded Warrior caretakers. It's a support group that they get on, and if they have questions or they're going through situations that they just don't understand with their Wounded Warrior, they can reach out and ask those questions to other people going through it.
I'm speaking with Sherry Beck, Director of Programs for Operation Homefront in the Central Great Lakes region, and Program Coordinator Tanya Graham. Here on Current State's Neighbors in Action. Tanya, in your time working with military families and veterans, have any particular individuals or families really stood out and impacted you?
I think when I go to like home giveaways, you almost expect an overabundance of emotion, and because they're receiving a mortgage-free home. And those are always great. Obviously, they're getting a mortgage-free home, but what really gets to me is when we're providing a family with a backpack, and they break down in tears over a backpack. I don't think people really quite understand that so much as a backpack makes a big difference whether or not they are taking food off their table to provide their children with backpacks and school supplies. Mm.
Sherry, what about you?
You know, a lot of people think that our military is well taken care of, and the lower enlisted and the mid-grade enlisted, mainly because we are a National Guard Reserve state, that, you know, they have their own jobs, their civilian jobs. And then when they get activated, they're going over and they're making much less than they were when they were at their civilian jobs. Mm-hmm. So that their way of living has decreased. And the families that are left behind are left to pull up those pieces. And I have a story of a service member, and he got wounded, and he came back, and over Christmas time we used to do adopt a family, and we wanted to have that family be adopted, and he decided that there was somebody else more in need than he was. Mm. We finally convinced him to take the assistance. And come to find out, he was way behind in his bills, like 3 months behind on his bills. So not only did we adopt his family for the holidays, we also got them assistance. Mm.
And Sherry, in what ways can people help Operation Homefront's mission?
They can help by donating their time and money.
Would you say you're in need of volunteers right now?
We are in the need of volunteers all over the state.
And what skills come into play here? You're talking about getting veterans into housing, but there are other services, I'm sure, other skills that probably help as well. What else is important? What makes the ideal volunteer, Tanya, from your perspective?
Our volunteers locally, they will attend Yellow Ribbons, pre-deployments, post-deployment type things, talk about Operation Homefront. Some want to work in the warehouse and organize inventory. We have them come to any little events that we do. So there's not really a specific
skill set
we're looking for, because normally what I do is when I have an interested volunteer, I talk to them and see where they would like to fit in best, whether it be making cold calls to companies, come up with fundraising ideas, or if they're just someone that wants to be at events.
You've got a website that people can turn to and learn more?
Yes, it's www.operationhomefront.net.
Operationhomefront.net. Their local office is based in Holt. We want to thank Operation Homefront's program coordinator, Tanya Graham, and director of programs, Sherry Beck. Tanya, Sherry, thanks for being here. Continued good luck.
Thank you.
In Current State is always looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Help us out. Email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Please put Neighbors in Action in the subject line or tweet us @KAR Current State and tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured.